Yesterday came the judgment. Today comes a world of practical trouble for the federal government after its Malaysian solution collapsed. Two human rights organisations are already putting pressure on the government to process the refugee claims of all the asylum seekers it wanted to send to Malaysia. More than 300 have arrived on Christmas Island since the immigration minister signed the people swap deal in Malaysia more than a month ago. The United Nations Refugee Agency and the Australian Human Rights Commission say the government should end the uncertainty and start assessing the asylum seekers' protection claims. The government's also copping pressure from left-wing MPs who are against any offshore processing. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The President of the Human Rights Commission, Cathy Branson, has written to the government asking it to end the uncertainty for 335 asylum seekers on Christmas Island.
We do urge the government to process these people promptly and have their claims assessed.
That's also the view of the United Nations Refugee Agency.
Well, I think the situation needs to be resolved pretty quickly. It's not satisfactory to have men, women and children kept in legal and physical limbo for any longer than is necessary.
The UNHCR's regional representative, Rick Toll, says the asylum seekers are in a suspended and agitated state and need certainty.
If Australia has a concrete plan, a viable opportunity to move people to a third country which is able to satisfy the criteria that have now been set out by the High Court, then we would expect that to happen pretty quickly. And if that's not going to happen, then clearly the only option is for them to be processed here in Australia according to the normal procedures.
So do you see that there's any option for them to, for the government to send these asylum seekers to another country for processing?
Well, you'll have to ask the Australian government about that. As far as we're aware, the only other tangible option that has been discussed is Papua New Guinea. And in our assessment, that is a little way off becoming a reality in operational terms, and of course that option has to be now weighed up in light of the High Court assessment. We can't judge the efficacy or their compliance with international law until we see those details.
While the UNHCR considered participating in the Malaysia solution, Mr. Toll says offshore processing has never been, quote, a comfortable fit with the organisation.
For the time being, we are not inclined to be involved in any arrangements in Nauru and Papua New Guinea. We see these as principally Australian initiatives to manage people in an extraterritorial way. These are not the kinds of things that fit within what we believe to be the set of activities for strengthening regional cooperation in Southeast Asia. They're really initiatives to take the pressure off Australia's domestic situation, but they don't add anything to strengthen regional cooperation in Southeast Asia. So we will monitor those developments as they take place, as they progress, if they progress in light of the latest High Court decision, but we don't foresee any operational role for ourselves in the future.
The government is still coming to terms with its High Court defeat. Julia Gillard's blaming it on an activist High Court rather than a flawed policy or flawed legal advice.
The High Court's decision basically turns on its head the understanding of the law in this country prior to yesterday's decision.
And she's taken aim at the Chief Justice.
His Honour, Mr Justice French, considered comparable legal questions when he was a judge of the Federal Court and made different decisions to the one that the High Court made yesterday. So we acted on legal advice.
The opposition says the government should be wary of criticising the High Court.
If the Prime Minister's looking for someone to blame over her failed Malaysian solution, she should be looking in the mirror, not at Justice French or not at anyone else.
So did the government get any advice that its Malaysian solution was on shaky legal ground? The Prime Minister won't say.
Our legal advice was that our case was sound.
So there was no internal...
Our legal advice was that our case was sound.
Cabinet met last night and was given preliminary advice by the Solicitor General.
It is far from clear whether the court's ruling would, practically speaking, permit the operation of offshore processing in other locations, even in locations where offshore processing has been conducted in the past.
She's promised to publicly release the full advice once it's received. In the interim, Tony Abbott's making the most of the government's pain.
This is typical of a government which just can't get anything right. I think this is a government which this morning is almost dying of shame at its own incompetence.
While the government's looking at its options, the immigration minister isn't considering his position.
The easy option would be to resign. The only thing that would happen if I resigned would be my quality of life might go up, but nothing else is going to be impacted by that. I have a job to do and I intend to continue to do it.
But Labor Senator Mark Bishop wants someone to take responsibility. He says Mr Bowen's mishandling of the issue has threatened the, quote, very existence of the government. The senator's accusing his government of lacking ministerial accountability and responsibility for when things go wrong. Other MPs, largely from the left faction, are warning Labor not to return to the Howard government's Pacific solution or temporary protection visas. Backbencher Melissa Park, a former United Nations lawyer, has joined the growing chorus.
The High Court has spoken very clearly in affirming the paramount importance of our human rights obligations, and I think this represents an opportunity for the government and for all sides of politics to take a step back and re-evaluate our approach to asylum seekers and refugees. And in this way, if we do this, good policy can also be good politics.
So far, the government's refusing to say what it has in store for the 335 asylum seekers on Christmas Island it was going to send to Malaysia.
Alexandra Kirk.